Blog Talk Radio.
That's a rock and roll group from the 50s. I think that might be the Spaniels. And the song is probably from the 20s or the 30s, when they begin to begin. And in the 20s and 30s and the 40s and the 50s, there was some great music written. And there were some great Broadway shows written. And today they can't, it's very hard to come up with a new Broadway show. They all do things from the past. Because America has lost its creativity. Yes, its spontaneity. And all the things that made us great. Now we're being pulled apart like a Turkish taffy. We can't even get along with each other. We're so divided. We're divided more now than in the Civil War. There's no harmony. You see ads on TV, everybody's tuned in. But you know what? That's not what real life is all about. The people that you see in those ads on TV, ethnically, they're not that way in the real world. And but the communists want you to believe that's euphoria. But it's really not. It's really not. We are more at each other's throats today than ever before. Husbands kill wives and put them on Facebook. We're in trouble, man. We're dancing with the devil, and the devil is winning. And God is losing. So having said that, let me see what we got here. I just came back. I missed you. I was on a cruise. We had a spur-of-the-moment cruise. The price was $327 per person. And we got five slaves each. oarsmen. They were oarsmen. We went on an old Viking cruise. But, no, we went on the Carnival line. We were on, what was the name of it? The Spectacular, I think. Was that it? And it was, or was it the Chaos? it was good. You can't beat that price. And I'll tell you what was really good. I'm going to, you know, we saw about three shows, Broadway-style shows that they put on. That was spectacular. Beautiful costumes, beautiful, a band. Finally, a band instead of three jerks with guitars on fire. There were two guitarists in the band, but there was a trombonist, there was three saxophone players, a trumpeter, and a pianist. Fantastic. The music was solid. It was solid. The band alone, just to hear the band alone was worth $100. But the show we saw that was the best that I liked, it was Latin Night. And they did Gloria Estefan tunes. And, I mean, they had everybody jumping in their seats. It was fantastic. The costumes were magnificent. The colors. Oh, you know, those nice pinks and blues, you know, like I wear. it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. It was worth the trip just to hear, see that show and hear that band. It was fantastic. And the food, plenty of food. And the service, good service, great service. Two waiters at our table of six and a wine girl. Who I offered to marry, but she turned me down. What else? The people that make up the rooms at night, fantastic. And I have to say this, 90% of the workers on the ship were Filipino, and those people work. And I have a soft spot in my heart for Filipinos. I've never been to the Philippines, but Camp O'Donnell in the Philippines was the final resting place for many American prisoners of war. And Filipino villagers were bayoneted in the back for giving a dying American on the Bataan Death March a drink of water. And if any state deserves to be the 51st state, it's the Philippines. They are great people, fantastic people, hardworking people. And I have a soft spot for them. And I have to say, I saw some beautiful Chinese women, on this ship. Then I also saw a lot of fatties. And I mean fatties. I mean, these people, when they would go into the bed, the steward had to go in and adjust the ballast tanks in every room. I'm telling you, man, I never seen people so fat. It's like a death wish. Like they're 2 seconds away from blowing up. I can't, and they're not old people, they're young people. I never seen so much fat. If I was 50 pounds overweight, they'd call me skinny. I can't believe. I mean, it's unbelievable what people will do to their bodies. It's horrible. It's mind-blowing. But anyway, having said that, they had a karaoke, and the same guy sang all the time. They hogged the microphone, so I didn't get a chance to display my talents. Sailing was smooth. Only one, we sailed from New York City, and only the first night on the water was it rough, a little choppy. After that, once we got into the southern state waters and heading towards the Bahamas, it was real smooth sailing. It was very nice. And one of the nicest things we did was at the rear of the ship, there was a walk-up, about a 10-step walk-up to a hot tub. And there was two of them, one on each side. And we used to go up about 11 o'clock at night, and they would throw us out at 12. And we would watch the moon and the stars. It was very romantic. And but the other guy didn't think so. And I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. So we had a good time. We were with some relatives, and that made it a lot of fun. And I made them laugh and told them jokes all the time. And I kept them chuckling and kept their morale up. And one of them had a camera. He's a real video buff. And, man, he took pictures for the whole trip. And when we were leaving, he gave us three CDs of the pictures he took. And it's nice to go underneath the Verrazano Narrows Bridge and past the Statue of Liberty and remember why our ancestors came here, not to milk the golden calf, but to build a country. And that's what's missing today. That's what's missing today. And, of course, those fat people in the chow line, they held up the line for a long time. I thought they were going to eat right there on the spot. And the Chinese are very rude. There were a lot of Orientals on there, and the Chinese are very rude. They bumped the line. And as Americans, we don't go for that. I flash back to when I was in Fort Hood, Texas, and a guy, Big Mouth from Brooklyn, bumped the line for milk. You know, they had these big containers, big silver urns that you filled the milk up for the table. And there was two urns at the milk dispenser, and he bumped a guy from Queens, thinking he could get away with it. And he got to wear a silver urn, and then broke that habit right away. But that's life in the big city, and that's what happens. And the trip was good. We went down to Nassau. There was a riot. They had a special on jewelry on the ship. And there was a riot among the women. And it got bad. They had to arrest the two women. And while these women were fighting, other women were stealing. It was really nice. We got a note here. There's a note coming in. It says, the TV downstairs doesn't work. Don't forget to turn the heat off and put the garbage out. Okay. Jawohl, mein Führer. Okay. So, now having said that, we're going to talk about the greatest defeat since the fall of Rome. And that is the Republicans went down today and bowed before Obama, the unmerciful. Let me give you a tune. We'll liven you up with the Dirty Boogie.
Okay.
When I
thank you very much.
When I told you that we were sitting in the hot tub looking at the moon, one of the things that crossed my mind as I was looking at that beautiful moon that many moons ago we walked on it. That many moons ago, a guy named John Kennedy told the people that elected him, one day we will have a man on the moon. And now today, we can't even hitch a ride with the Russians. We're in trouble. We're on a downhill slide, and it's deliberate. This president and all who surround him intend to destroy the U.S. military. They believe they can hand this country over to an international ruling body that will set the record straight. And that international ruling body is international communism, which has infiltrated everything and everyone. Communism has reached the preschoolers. No child will be left behind. I saw today's paper. A kid in the second grade made a gesture with his hand like he had a gun, and they expelled him. The party of death to little babies also destroys little minds. They are erasing all traces of America from the minds of the brainwashed. They intend to purge the spirit of America. Even this president hates this country and hides behind the race card to subdue the enemies of the new Soviet Islamic order. It starts with false issues like gun control. When you no longer have a gun, they will kill you. Because you cannot be brainwashed, you remember freedom. Tune in to the cries of freedom. Soon we will all be slaves, first to taxes, and then to the state. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. If you want to see a couple of hot shots, YouTube, Save the Kids. Look at what we're doing to our children. YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. See who stands to burn the American flag. And YouTube, American Crossroads. And American Crossroads is the elimination of the cross in the country. And when the cross goes, the flag is not far behind. Here's a WorldNet daily exclusive. Obama shutdown of Catholic mass sparks reaction. You have to weigh very carefully what this man says, because if he says it, he intends to do it. He does not mask his real intentions, and he's already commented that the Catholic Church is a problem. And WorldNet Daily says, in what has been described as an astonishing attack on religious freedom, Catholics at a Navy base were banned from attending worship services because of the partial shutdown of the federal government. Everything, this is a spiteful president who hates this country. And you're going to come to realize it one day, and when you do, you're going to be fit to be tied and helpless. He attacked with his cutback, sequestration. The first thing he went after was the kids. He denied them access to the White House. And then the next thing he went after was the military, housewives, and families. And he denied them a paycheck. Yes, this guy is spiteful. And he will punish his enemies. And his enemies are children. Don't tell me he's got two, because those are the only two he favors. And his enemies are the military. He intends to destroy this U.S. military. Remember, he said one day he will have an army larger than the U.S. Army. So what has been described as an astonishing attack on religious freedom, Catholics at a Navy base were banned from attending worship services. And you see what he did to the vets? He locked them out of their memorials, which were outdoors. And then he closed all of the national parks, you see. That's how he gets people. He punishes those he hates. Americans. In response, the Thomas More Law Center announced it has filed a lawsuit over the orders at Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Georgia. How's that? Thomas More Law Center always stands up for religious freedom, and they also stand up for guys in the service who have no hope, who have been sentenced unfairly by JGs who never served a day on the battlefield, just going around promoting each other. The legal team said a Catholic priest who serves the community on the military base has been prohibited from even volunteering to celebrate Holy Mass without pay, and was told that if he violated that order, he could be subject to arrest. Now, let's go back to my trip on the Carnival cruise. On Sunday, there was no announcement that Mass would be held or a prayer session would be held on the ship anywhere for anybody. Now, I was with five people that are more religious than I am, and every one of them accepted it without even a quip. Well, there's nothing, can't do it. And that's how quick you can lose your freedom. It could happen on a weekend. The legal team said a Catholic priest who serves the community on the military base had been prohibited from even volunteering to celebrate Holy Mass without pay, and was told that if he violated that order, he could be subject to arrest. Well, he should have been arrested, and he should have induced them to arrest him. Without explanation, however, Protestant services continued. Divide and conquer. Obama lives for divide and conquer. The Communist Party of today, which was the Democratic Party of yesterday, the Democratic Party has moved over to the Republican Party. The Communist Party is now dividing and conquering the splinter groups inside the United States. Without explanation, however, Protestant services continued. This is an astonishing attack on religious freedom by the federal government and the latest affront toward the military since the beginning of the shutdown. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington. How do you feel about your judges? You're as confident in your judges today as you were 20 years ago? How about the Supremes? Are you as confident in the Supremes as you were 20 years ago? I'm not. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington on behalf of Father Ray Leonard, a Catholic priest contracted to serve as base chaplain, and Fred Naylor, one of Leonard's parishioners and a retired veteran with more than 22 years of service. Leonard, a civilian serving on a contract basis, had served Tibetan populations in China for years. I was disallowed from performing public religious services due to the lack of religious freedom in China, he said in an affidavit. I never imagined that when I returned home to the United States that I would be forbidden from practicing my religious beliefs, as I am called to do and would be forbidden from helping and serving my faith community. 10 days ago, Leonard was ordered to stop performing all his duties as the base's Catholic chaplain, even as a volunteer. He was also told he would be arrested if he violated the order, that approximately 300 Catholic families, including Naylor's, served by Leonard at Kings Bay, had been unable to attend Mass on base since the beginning of the shutdown, the legal team said. Additionally, Father Leonard was locked out of his on-base office and the chapel. Father Leonard also was denied access to the Holy Eucharist and other articles of his Catholic faith. The order has caused the cancellation of daily and weekend Mass, confession, marriage preparation classes, and baptisms, as well as prevented Father Leonard from providing the spiritual guidance he was called by his faith to provide. The legal team said the submarine base is a remote location. It consists of roughly 16,000 acres, with 4,000 of comprised of protected wetlands. There are approximately 10,000 total people on the base. While there is a Catholic church located in St. Mary's, some 16 miles away, many of the parishioners both live and work on base and do not own a car and cannot otherwise access transportation, and some may be denied a pass to get off. While defendants in the lawsuit are the Department of Defense, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, the Department of the Navy, and the Secretary of the Department of the Navy, Ray Mabus. For active duty service personnel, on-base religious services are very important due to limited transportation and minimal time off. You know those guys that were all killed in the helicopter crash? The 16 SEALs from SEAL Team 6? Do you know all their bodies were cremated? Yeah. Interesting, huh? Additionally, as service members tend to have high rates of divorce, depression, and suicide, the need for readily available spiritual encouragement and guidance is critical, the legal team explained. The Pay Our Military Act, which was enacted before the beginning of the government shutdown, provides funding for employees whose responsibilities contribute to the morale and well-being of the military. The government has been criticized for interpreting the act to not include military death benefits. Now the Thomas More Center said, in yet another bizarre interpretation of the act, some chaplains are not considered covered by these provisions, leaving Catholic members of some military facilities without spiritual guidance. So there you go, guys. Let's see what else it says. Oh, this is commentary by different people. Here's a representative list of the management of the federal government. What is this, three? Oh, this is something else. Okay. One, two, and three. Oh, this is whom Obama shut down. In South Dakota, the federal government blocked portions of a state highway during a devastating early season blizzard near Mount Rushmore to prevent sightseers from snapping a picture of the storm-obscured landmark. Priests have been threatened with arrest for well-doing what priests do for parishioners on military bases. Private businesses have been ordered closed down. Gestapo-like rangers ordered tourists in Yellowstone who had paid their admission to get back on their bus and go to their hotel, where armed officers guarded the doors. There even was an attempt to close an ocean. This all would be preparation for a massive terror threat endangering millions, or maybe for a natural disaster. Nope. All because the White House disagreed with Republicans over funding for a portion of the federal government. The egregious federal government actions during the partial government shutdown triggered when President Obama, I don't even call him President Obama anymore, I won't insult the presidency by calling him president, refused to even talk with Republicans about their compromised budget offers, have left Americans shaking their heads. And I got to tell you, I was on this Carnival cruise. You can't get a decent pro-American channel. All they had was CNN and Piers Morgan. You know, Piers Morgan, this guy hates the Tea Party. You know what? He still got it in for America for dumping the tea in Boston Harbor in the 1700s. That founded the Tea Party. So, all because the White House disagreed with Republicans, the egregious federal government actions during the partial government shutdown triggered when President Obama refused even to talk with Republicans about their compromised budget offers. And you know why he didn't? Because he had Republicans in his back pocket who were pretending to fight. He knew it. He's already done the numbers. He's got rats. He's got rats working for him in the Rhino Party. That's why I say the Republican Party is now the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party is now, of Obama, is now the Communist Party. You don't believe that. Well, one day you'll find out that I'm right and you were wrong. I may not be here when you go to camp. The egregious, okay, so what else we got here? Americans shaking their heads from veterans of World War II Memorial in Washington that is open to the air but barricaded by the Obama administration. They call it barricaded. To those wondering how a government could close an ocean. One National Park Service worker quoted by the Washington Times said the orders from the Obama administration were to punish Americans. We were told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting, he said. Well, if you don't fight for your country now, you won't have to fight for it later, because it won't be here. Already has listed top 10 most insane moments of the Obama-Reid shutdown, and here's what they included. The general counsel for the Archdiocese for the Military Services USA said that contract priests who minister to Catholics on military bases are not permitted even to volunteer. They risk being arrested if they attempted to do so. Officials barricaded the open-air points from which to view the Lincoln Memorial and watched as a defiant visitor or two walked on up, said John Irvin of Herman, Missouri. We should be allowed to see all these things, our national treasures, our national monuments. About that ocean, it was the National Park Service that told charter boat captains in Florida that Florida Bay was now closed down. The Obama administration actually prohibited fishing boats from taking anglers into 1,100 square miles of open ocean. Got to mention something here. I'm watching this communist news network, CNN. I had no other channel to turn to, no Fox. Fox was there, but it was the Fox Entertainment Channel, which is just like MTV. It's a disgrace. They should clean it up. But anyway, so I'm watching CNN, and they're bragging about Brazil and how Brazil is making such great strides, especially in ethanol and oil drilling. And then I remembered that Obama closed the entire southern Gulf and would not allow a deep well drilling rigs to continue working under the pretext of an oil spill that BP paid the U.S. government $15 billion and an Obama campaign contribution, and they got off the hook. But the oil, deep water oil rigs went to Africa and they went to Brazil. And then Obama took our Social Security money and loaned it to Brazil. Here's a president that can't pay his bills and he's lending money to foreign companies, foreign countries. So what did Brazil do with the deep water oil rigs? They drilled oil and sold it to China. China, who tells us we better behave or they're going to ask for cash. They're going to ask for gold. Yeah, and somebody says Fort Knox is empty. I wonder if we've already paid off the Chinese. Yeah, I don't know, man. We're losing our country. I say all of the politicians should go to work dressed as pirates. So, two senior citizens who live in their private home on Lake Mead were ordered out. A park ranger told Joyce and Ralph Spencer, 77 and 80, they had 24 hours to vacate. Their home is privately owned but is inside federal land. How's that? 77 and 80, he likes to kick around the old people like he leaves babies to aborted babies to die, to expire by the hospital sink. Yeah, he's a great guy, a great president. He brought us all together. He was going to heal the country. We were going to have unity. Show me where. Show me where. Puerto Ricans hate Cubans. Jamaicans hate the black African Americans. Yeah, show me where. Show me where. But a variety of other private marinas, restaurants, and inns linked to federal attractions all were ordered closed, throwing thousands out of work. You know, the government doesn't flinch when they starve you. About Mount Rushmore, Jim Hagan, Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Tourism, said they won't even let you pull off on the side of the road. I just don't know what they're trying to accomplish. See, South Dakota is Republican. They're being punished. Authorities use Gestapo tactics on senior citizens visiting. Why not? Why not pick on the senior citizens? They can't fight back. They fought for this country, but now they're old and feeble. They can't fight back. They're the easiest ones to push around. I wouldn't be surprised if he cordons off the villages in Florida and gasses them all, calls it saving Social Security. Locking them inside their hotel under armed guard during the Obama administration's government shutdown. And nobody said anything. Yet, on Bunker Hill, a handful of Americans have stood up against the most powerful military force in the world. And they took a beating, but they came back to give a beating. We don't have it. We lost our Liberty Bells. Authorities use Gestapo tactics. Officials even refused to allow tourists to stop for bathroom breaks during the 2.5-hour drive out of the park, he said. Guide Gordon Hodgson said a ranger approached him while he was providing a tour to visitors and allowed them to stop and take photographs. She told me, you need to return to your hotel and stay there. This is just Gestapo tactics. We paid a lot to get in. All these people wanted to do was take some pictures. CBS in Philadelphia reported, CBS, that's another Obama communist BS. In Philadelphia, reported a marathoner, John Bell, 56, was ticketed for running in Valley Forge National Historical Park. He hates the symbol of America. He will destroy all American symbols and replace them with Soviet-style, unrecognizable statues. A dog therapy program, which arranges for dogs to visit patients in hospital, including children with cancer, was suspended by the clinical center at the National Institute of Health. NBC, nothing but communists, reported the federal government is withholding a $100,000 payment to the families of five soldiers killed over the weekend in fighting in Afghanistan. Over the weekend, five died. How many you think died the weekend before? How many you think died the weekend before that? How many you think died the weekend before that? Have you ever heard of any of these casualties? If there was one there on the bush, seven microphones would be in that GI's mother's face the next morning. How do you feel about it now that George Bush has killed your son? But you don't hear that. You know what you hear? NATO troops to be identified later. That's how they tell you. You know how many American soldiers Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. You know many how many Obama has lost? 2,500. 2,500. And you never heard about one of them. You never heard about, you hardly heard about Benghazi. That's been all covered up. Operation Blood Clot. And you haven't heard about the 16 from SEAL Team 6 that were killed in a helicopter. They covered that up overnight. They went into a phone-ahead ambush. A dog therapy program. Grocery stores on Army bases were closed, preventing families from shopping for food. I'm telling you, this guy hates the military. And God help the GIs that are left in Afghanistan under Mogadishu run out, because he's going to leave them like he left the two on the rooftop in Benghazi, and the one who they've got under sequestration and is given a lie detector test every day. He was the one survivor. He was up there for 20 hours, and nobody knows his name, because you no longer have a government. You have a junta running the country. And I watched that dirtbag, Richardson, used to be the governor in New Mexico, explaining how great Obama is. You know who made Richardson? The Clintons. And you know how he paid them back? He stabbed Hillary in the back. And then the Clintons said they forgave him. You think the Clintons forgave him? Yeah, Richardson. You know what? He used to be secretary. Under Clinton, he was Secretary of Energy. Do you know how much oil was when he was Secretary of Energy? In November 1998? Take a guess. How about $10 a barrel? I know, because I was in Abu Dhabi when every sheikh, a sultan, and a king showed up to raise the prices because they didn't have enough jihad money. And when after the meeting was over, they raised the price to $35 a barrel. And how much is it today? Boy, that's a lot of money for jihad. You're paying jihad taxes. Do you know the national debt is $17 trillion? Do you know if we opened up the oil wells that we have, that the American people own, we could pay off the national debt in 2 years and gas would be $1 a gallon? Do you know how many businesses can start up on $1 a gallon? Do you know how many more bonuses could be paid at $1 a gallon? Do you know how many raises could be given at $1 a gallon? Do you know how many mom and pops would survive at $1 a gallon? I know a cop that just retired. He travels from Staten Island to Brooklyn. By retiring, he saved $500 a month. The tolls. Just the tolls. Oh, man. We're in trouble. Part-time jobs? You're working 3 full-time jobs now? You're going to have to swing over to 6 part-time jobs? You're a tax slave. I'm a tax slave. The government takes too much. Everything, any way you turn, there's a tax. Anything you do, there's a tax. They can't wait for new taxes. These people are tax junkies. Neither party has any plan to reduce the debt. Why should they? They don't have to. They got you. And the same party that robbed the Social Security fund can rob your 401k, and you don't think so, but let me tell you, never happened. Happens all the time. They may tell you we had to use it as collateral for a loan. The Chinese were putting pressure on us, but you can have your 401k. You just can't take the lump sum. You have to take $100 a month. We owe it to you. We'll give you a little receipt. You don't think that can't happen? Do you know about your money is protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance? Do you know I was down in Maryland about 15 years ago and the banks were going belly up down there? And I said, well, at least it's an FDIC bank. The guy says, yeah, I'm covered up to $100,000. But what they don't tell you is, they give you $100 a month. Yeah, they don't tell you. They never tell you the small print. But if you read the healthcare program, you don't have to read it. All you have to do is pass it, and then we can read it after. So not only did Obama include the National Institute of Health's experimental treatments for children with terminal cancer in the shutdown, he also threatened to veto funding the Republicans had offered to reinstate. And all along, we thought it was the Republicans who wanted children to die. Speaking of traitors, I am watching Peter King, and I always had reservations about Peter King. Oh, you know, we can fight terrorism, and we know these Muslims are up to no good, and we have to keep an eye on these bad Muslims. Not all Muslims are bad, just a handful. How many's a handful, Pete? About a million, about a billion. Yeah. So Pete was always a straddling defense. As soon as CARE went after him, Pete would back down and he'd say something nice about the Muslims. And then when the conservatives said, what do you say, Pete? He'd say, oh, we got to go after them. We got to hammer and tong. So I always felt he was a pushover, that Al-Qaeda could push him around. And I always had that sneaking suspicion. And then I seen what he did to Ted Cruz, and I knew he was King Rat. And he sold out Ted Cruz. Now, that's one Republican is selling out another. So Peter King, in my book, cannot be counted on. If in a passion play, he would outbid Judas, he would do it for 29 pieces of silver. And John McCain has been a millstone around the neck of Arizona for at least 40 years. And never once did he ever stop an illegal immigrant or stop a drug deal. John McCain has turned Arizona into a hub for mass transportation for illegal invaders and drug dealers. John McCain is a failure extraordinaire. And John McCain is a Democrat. And so is his butt kisser. What do you call him when a knight has a starts with an S? I can't think of it. Doesn't come to mind. Don Quixote had Pancho Sanchez, was it? But anyway, that's Linseed Graham. And Linseed Graham, they both went to Syria and they talked to the terrorists and they said, yeah, we talked to them. Everything's okay. John McCain and Linseed Graham should be sent back to Arizona to plant flowers and build flower boxes for housing. Military suicides are at an all-time high. Obama's answer to that, remove their chaplains. The chaplains know the importance of their work for our service members during this tumultuous time. There's a girl committed suicide. I'm sure you followed it. Just was in the paper the other day. Oh, by the way, on one of those cruises, a six-year-old boy died in the swimming pool with people around him. Figure that one out. So this girl, I think she is 13. She went up on some sort of high factory building and she jumped to her death. And she was bullied by two girls, one 14 and one 12. And she went for treatments and she went for guidance. The only place they didn't take her was to see God. And all of these people that melt down and self-destruct, they turn to everybody, Dr. Phil, Dr. Bill, Dr. Harry. They never turn to God. And it doesn't cost you anything. And you can go into a building with a cross and you can stretch out your arms and say, I need help. But they never turn to God. They'll spend $500 an hour for a shrink who's as crazy as they are. They will take all kinds of meds, but they don't take communion and they don't talk to God. And the government doesn't want you talking to God. The government has other plans for you. So the Library of Congress website was shut down until October the 4th. Local government was redirected to a notice that it was no longer available due to the shutdown. On Friday, one of the essential bureaucrats in Washington discovered that leaving the website up actually costs nothing. At last glance, the LLC website is back up and running. In related news, the FCC social media team announced they will not be tweeting. Do you know Chuck Schumer has, I think, 129 people on his staff licking envelopes, vote Schumer? Do you know that? 129 people, Chuck Schumer. What did Chuck Schumer ever do that required the services of 129 people? What, hold Elian Gonzalez's feet so they didn't touch the ground, so he could say that this Cuban kid never touched American soil? What else did he do? Make fun of a judge that stuttered? An excellent judge, a Latino judge, Judge Estrada? He made fun of him. He mocked him. Yeah. He needs 120 people to do that? To stand there and go, abortion is settled law? It's a settled law by who? Well, it's the law of the land. Whose land? The land don't belong to you. It belongs to God. You're just a temporary resident. And there's a coffin with your name on it that one day you will fill. And then you're going to go see your maker, Bo Pio. Yeah. It's settled law. When the majority commits murder, murder will become the law of the land. When the majority does drugs, drugs will become the law of the land. When the majority abuses children, child abuse will be the law of the land. And then we're all going to see the big banger. And we're all going to have to look in the book. You know, Muslims believe there are two angels that represent you when you go to heaven to meet Allah. One is the angel Gabriel. I think he's on the right side, and there's another angel on the left side. And the angel on the right reads all your good deeds from a book. And the angel on the left reads all your bad deeds. And I don't know how anybody is going to stand there and say, I blew up a busload of people, and I did it for you, God. I don't think that's going to go over too big. He says, I created those people you killed. What gave you the right to uncreate them? I did it for you. You didn't do it for me. You did it because you're a schmuck. Yeah. And you know how that goes, right? What about the 72 virgins? Sorry. You're not getting any. Not where you're going. You're going to be carrying a white bread to make it into toast. Yeah. National Park Services descended on the home of George Washington at Mount Vernon to erect barricades. Oh, my God. After the government was shut down. But just as Washington ran the British out of Boston after they barricaded the city, the staff at the estate turned the government employees away and removed the barricades. Mount Vernon has been privately funded for 150 years, and the government had absolutely no authority to shut it down. I'm telling you, this president hates this country, man. He hates it with a passion. He lives for the day when he can shut us all down. And when he does it, he's going to play the race card. Although no funding exists to keep the World War II Memorial open, somehow funding was found to erect a barricade. Each day, as veterans in their 80s and 90s break through the barricades at the memorial, just like they did at Omaha Beach, federal employees are paid to come and reconstruct them. Just as Hitler posted troops at Normandy to keep the Allied forces out, President Hussein Obama is now turning away those who wish to pay their respects at the Normandy American Cemetery. More than 9,000 patriots who gave their lives were laid to rest at that D-Day memorial, and respecting their service and sacrifice not allowed during the shutdown. These people go all the way to France for maybe the last visit of their life, and all they want to do is say a prayer by a buddy's cross or Star of David. And what happens? A Muslim atheist denies them the Lord, denies them the comfort. The Armed Forces Network will not be broadcasting sports programming to our troops overseas. He's already taken away hot meals from the troops in the furthest outposts in Afghanistan. And I'm telling you, he has no plans on how to get out of Afghanistan. He has no idea what he's doing. He doesn't give two Democrats. You know what I'm saying. And every jihadi and his mother, from the Horn of Africa all the way up to Chechnya, are all going to be coming in to kill Americans on the run out. And they're going to film it. And you'll see it on Al Jazeera and CNN. And you'll see them giving out candy and dancing in the streets. And then when they get home, the American press will call them losers and spit on them like they spit on them in Nam. And you know what? If we don't have a day of reckoning, we won't recognize each other. Although an automated camera has been posting pictures of Old Faithful's eruptions on the web around the clock for years, it has been shut off. He has done only things that could hurt morale of people who love this country. He is a vengeful bastard. You can bet that Obama will still be watching SportsCenter in the White House every night, as he is known to do. I wonder if he was watching SportsCenter while those two guys were waiting for a chopper, waiting to hear the Marine bugle, boots and saddles, riding to their rescue as they waited for 6 to 8 hours before they were cut to pieces by mortar fire. And they had laser painted the mortars so that a jet flying from Aviano Air Force Base could take them out in 2 hours. And it must have been heartbreaking to know that nobody was coming. Have you ever been left on guard duty and somebody forgot you? They put you in an outpost and they forgot you? Do you know what that's like? You can hear trucks moving in the background and you hear guys going back to the barracks and the camps. And then it gets real quiet, and you know you're the only guy out there. And 2 hours later, your sergeant comes out and apologizes. Yeah. Well, that happens. That happens. And it's a lousy, lonely feeling. The only thing that's lonelier and lousier than that is to feel that you were betrayed. And to know that going to see God, that you have been stabbed in the back by the Commander-in-Chief of the United States, who could be tried under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Article 99, cowardice in the face of the enemy. Yep, and that's the firing squad, by the way. And I wonder if Patton was alive today and took a walk through the Pentagon, how many shots would ring out and how many guys would be jumping out of windows followed by their swivel chairs. Yeah. Patton said, no good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. Although we know the president's priorities, and golf is at the top of that list, golf courses at military installations remain open and funded while grocery stores at those sites are shut down. WJLA is reporting that scenic overlooks next to roadways have been barricaded and signs have been erected telling passersby that they are closed due to the shutdown. The areas where tourists may stop to enjoy a scenic view of the nation's capital cost nothing to keep open. But the Obama administration is trying to create a scenic view of its own, a city that has been shut down and seeks to blame Republicans. There are so many other examples. So I just wanted to tell you about that. And you got to know this, that this guy did not, he might have said, okay, how can we hurt the American people the most? And his 25 czars came up with a whole bunch of suggestions. And then he selected like a Chinese menu, like a Chinese communist menu. Some from column A and some from column B. It is really sad. I'm going to give you a tune. I'm probably ran out of time. Let me see what we got here, if I can find it. Where are we? Yeah. Let's see. Here we are, right here. I'm back. Well, gun grab. Yeah, the reason they want your guns is so they can kill you. You give up your guns, you gave up your freedom, man. I don't give a shit of what the pretense. Those people up in Sandy Hook should have had a guard. You got money for a guard with a gun. And the liars will tell you that the guy, the crazy kid, would have killed the guard first. Let me tell you something. That's hypothetical. And two guards would have had a better chance. And you know what they're doing in the first grade in kindergarten this week? They're practicing lockdown. When I went to school, the only lockdown you had was to keep the nuns from beating the crap out of you. Yeah. And teaching you right from wrong. And you know what America's missing today? The knowledge of right from wrong. Okay, we're going to give you Green Grass at Home, Frankie Lane.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, a hair of gold, lips like cherries. It's good to see the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me on the region, smiling sweetly. Green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, a hair of gold, lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I wait and look around at the cold gray walls that surround me. And I realized that I was only dreaming. Oh, there's a God and there's a shadow padre. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home.
Okay, we're back. While I was captive to CNN on the carnival lines, I turn on the TV, and there's Bob Costas. Now, I don't follow sports that much, but I seem to recall Bob Costas. I don't know if he was playing the race card the last time I saw him, but he got me totally inflamed. So I got that flaming feeling back. So after Tomb Atlanta, I listened to this jerk. The biggest jerk on NBC Sports. This guy needs a pink mohawk. Bob Costas, a.k.a. Bigfoot Mouth, has done it again. I forget his last atrocity, but I'm sure it has to do with communist card playing. This time, oh, by the way, I'm reading the a big book on Joe McCarthy, and there are things in there that would rattle, jar your preserves. There are things in there. If you think that the communists went to sleep after the wall came down, you got another thing coming. And I'm only in the 40s and the 50s. And I'm sure, and I'm only in like the first quarter inch of the book. it's a thick book. It's about 4 inches thick. I'm talking about the big jerk here, Bob Costas. What a big mouth, big jerk. I forget his last atrocity, but I'm sure it has to do with communist card playing. This time he is dragging great Indian nations through the communist propaganda slime. This wacko, Papoosie, has no idea how much America loves its American Indian heritage. We can't wait until the monument to Crazy Horse is finished. Every American straight arrow Boy Scout was taught to admire the great survival skills of American Indians, including the religious worship of the Great Spirit. It is that Great Spirit that builds American pride. When pale-faced communists speak with forked tongues, they are not speaking for the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Blackfeet, the Crow, the Assiniboine, the Cherokee, the Nez Perce, the steel-walking, girder-walking Mohawks, the Navajo and Sioux Coat talkers who helped win a World War II and helped raise the flag on Iwo Jima. Yeah, one of the flag raisers was an Indian. Can't remember his name. But if you go to my website, the Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com, he's there. He's there in his Indian garb along with four other Marines. The greatest tribute American paratroopers can pay to the bravery of the Apache as they exit the plane is to shout a Geronimo. We also revere saints like Catherine Atikawitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, not to forget the Sacagawea, a working mom who pioneered with Lewis and Clark. When the communists open old battle scars to further divide the nation, look how they mock our cousins in the South. They're always making fun of them, right? Showing them as dumb, ignorant, all the cops are crooked, right? You don't think that's deliberate? That's to divide us, man. Southerners hate the New Yorkers, and the New Yorkers hate the Southerners. That's all done to divide us. Who's uniting us? American Indians, say no. We were not slaves. We were warriors. I watched a show one night, and there was a black guy playing the race card, and there was an Indian, American Indian guest, and he goes, "You know what I'm talking about. The same thing happened to you." And I'm waiting for this Indian to say, "Yeah, you're right. The white man is no good." He turned around, and he says, "Hey, wait a minute. We're warriors. We fought. We lost, but we're warriors." Yeah, cracked me up. So, where am I? Yeah, like Don Costas, let me see. Oh, yeah. So when a buffalo chip, when the communists open old battle scars to further divide the nation, look how they mock our cousins in the South. American Indians say, no, we were not slaves. We were warriors. We are still warriors and never slaves. And I dare Eric Holder to go to any Indian reservation and take their guns away. I want to see that. So when a buffalo chip off the NBC, nothing but communist block, Piers Morgan, who still can't get over the Boston Tea Party, and if they had won, the Brits had won, Piers would be the Duke of the Bronx today. Like Don Costas, Bob Costas plays the skin game. It only serves the Communist Party of the USA. And in case you don't know who the Communist Party is, it used to be the Democrat Party. Their goal is a broken nation of squabblers fighting over petty issues while freedom slips back into slavery. Football fans named the Redskins out of admiration for fierceness, bravery, and survival. Besides, you never heard kids play cowboys and NBC communists. Where did the Democrat Party go? Asked the rhinos. One nation under the great spirit. Yah-hee-ha! Okay. And I made an appeal to Roger Ailes. He needs 1 hour of Fox News comedy, and he will pick up 1 million new viewers. So having said that, I'm going to take you back, and if I can find it, I'm going to play you an old Indian tune that will warm the cockles of your heart and make your hair curl. Let's see if we got it. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. I think we got it. I think. This isn't the one, but it'll do. Like that? I got a better one than that. So who else has got me going here? Who else has got me going here? I think that the Republicans blew it. Okay, they didn't have the temerity to stick to their guns. So maybe they took the guns away from the Congress first. I'll bet you they did. And I see guys like Eric Cantor. I'm not impressed. I see all these little Willy Wonkas. They're bad news. We'll give you a wolf howl.
Without a song.
but sure as I know, the joy. So tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. Well, things go wrong. A man ain't got without a song. That field of corn would never be a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. So tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, without a song.
The last one I'm going to give you, I'm going to dedicate it to the people that missed Mass on the celebrity ship, and also to the guys at the naval base down in Georgia who were denied the services of a priest. So I dedicate that to all those who were persecuted for their love of God by Obama bin Laden. And also for a black lady doing karaoke on the ship who also sang about her love of God. 40,000 who are missing limbs, who have paid the price so that you and I can complain about secondhand smoke. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the sacrifice that you're going to make for the rest of your life so that I can enjoy mine. I owe you a debt of gratitude. My family owes you a debt of gratitude. The price you paid keeps me in one piece. Thank you. And here's the tribute to the Indians that I was looking for. Don't let the communists enslave you like they do others.